This is your Everyday English team once again. We're back at the close of another week of Everyday English. And as usual, we're going to give you a short test. Would you please get pencils and pieces of paper ready? And we'll start. Question one.
I would like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their acceptability or otherwise. In each case, give reasons why you think a particular sentence is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He eats hard-baked rice, let alone rice served in a boiled state. B. He rarely eats boiled rice, let alone rice in its baked state. C. He does not as much as drink coffee for breakfast, let alone eat fufu. The question again. I would like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their acceptability or otherwise. In each case, give reasons why you think a particular sentence is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He eats hard-baked rice, let alone rice served in a boiled state. B. He rarely eats boiled rice, let alone rice in its baked state. And C. He does not as much as drink coffee for breakfast, let alone eat fufu.
Question two.
I would now like you to listen to these sentences. One. How do you understand them? Two. How do they strike you as English sentences? A. We have spent a few lazy days recently. B. He has been lazy of late. C. He has been lazying about for the last couple of days. And D. He and his colleagues have been lazing about for the past couple of days. I take the question again. I would now like you to listen to these sentences. Sentence 1. How do you understand them? And sentence 2. How do they strike you as English sentences? And these are the sentences. A. We have spent a few lazy days recently. B. He has been lazy of late. C. He has been lazying about for the last couple of days. And D. He and his colleagues have been lazing about for the past couple of days.
Question 3.
And finally, comment on the following sentences. Are they grammatical sentences in your view? A. For us, this cannot be a preferred course of action. B. For him and others like we, such a course of action is intended to thwart our aspirations. And C. He took the decision to benefit you and I. The sentences again. And finally, comment on the following sentences. Are there grammatical sentences in your view? A. For us, this cannot be a preferred course of action. B. For him and others like we, such a course of action is intended to thwart our aspirations. And C. He took the decision to benefit you and I.
And now the answers. Question 1.
I'd like you to listen to the following sentences and comment on their acceptability or otherwise. In each case, give reasons why you think a particular sentence is acceptable or unacceptable. A. He eats hard-baked rice, let alone rice served in a boiled state.
The sentence is unacceptable for a number of reasons. One important reason is that the expression "let alone" should be anticipated by a negative clause or sentence implying negation. In the sentence you just heard, "let alone" is not preceded by a negative sentence or clause. A less important reason is that in the view of many people, rice in its boiled state is to be preferred to hard-baked rice. The use of the expression "let alone" suggests that rice served in its boiled state is worse than hard-baked rice.
That's quite a long and explicit explanation. You get full marks for that.
B. He rarely eats boiled rice, let alone rice in its baked state.
A good sentence. Note that the expression "let alone" is preceded or anticipated by "rarely," which implies negation or denial. Rarely means not often. Thus, an important condition for the use of "let alone" is satisfied. Observe also that "let alone" in this sentence introduces an option which is to be rejected or is the least preferred of options. Hard-baked rice, in the view of many, is worse than boiled rice.
C. He does not as much as drink coffee for breakfast, let alone eat fufu.
A good sentence. "Let alone" is here preceded by negation.
Question 2.
I'd now like you to listen to these sentences. The sentences are 1. How do you understand them? And 2. How do they strike you as English sentences? A. He has been lazy of late.
The sentence means he has been unwilling or disinclined to work of late. The sentence strikes me as normal in grammar as usage.
B. We have spent a few lazy days of late.
The sentence means we have spent a few days of late during which there has been very little or no activity at all. As explained in the course of this week, the adjective "lazy" can be used to describe a period in addition to its use with human beings.
C. He and his colleagues have been lazying about for the past couple of days.
The sentence is unacceptable. There is no word like "lazying." The appropriate pronunciation is "lazing." He and his colleagues have been lazying about.
Question 3.
And finally, comment on the following sentences. Are they grammatical sentences in your view? A. For us, this cannot be a preferred course of action.
Correct.
B. For him and others like we, such a course of action is intended to thwart our aspirations.
Incorrect. It's better to say, for him and others like us.
And C. He took the decision to benefit you and I.
Incorrect. It's better to say, he took the decision to benefit you and me.
Thank you. That's all. Have a good weekend, listeners, and we thank you for being with us. Please tune in next week if you have the time. Goodbye.